Today's daf in Masechet Gittin is daf Lamed Zayin, which is not an excuse to those who are feeling lazy this morning. And we start with one line up, on the bait, last word on the line, my prusbo. What is the meaning? Another strange word, my prusbo. In actuality, of course, not a Hebrew word, but we always take words in from Greek or from finding an excuse. So whenever we ask that question, it always means what is the mekorot that we're connecting it to in terms of our own understanding. Not that we understand that it means, as we'll see later on, what the meaning is in Greek, but what is the use that we're making of prusbo? Amar Rav Chisda, horus means it's basically making things straight. It's like a takona for both buli and buti. Now, of course, this itself is not really fundamentally Lashon HaKodesh, but we give a makor to how we use that Lashon HaKodesh, because we refer to buli as rich people.
The bull market.
And Rav Yosef says the Gaonuschem are referring to the bolaut shebi Yehuda. Bolaut are the rich people in Yehuda. That's what you are semech on so much. They live such a rich lifestyle and so on. So you see that we use the word bolaut as rich people. And buti is a reference to aniyim, because we're masmir that on ha'avet ta'avitenu. So the people who borrow are the buti, the ones that will be the ones who are in the position of avet ta'avitenu. Actually, it doesn't say anywhere over here booty. It just says Prus Bul. So where's the boot, right? It's interesting. So the Marsha says the boot is because of the hefech of the otiot of the dental. Dental. Talad Nundan. Yeah. So therefore, Prus Bul could be Prus Boot. So it's a reference both to the boot and the bull. Dalad nun lamed tet are mitchalfes.
Isn't normally spelled with the zayin, not the
samin?
Why have we been spelling with?
No, they're interchangeable. And once it happened that Rava spotted a guy who spoke Greek, so I'm like, Rava la lauza, what's the literal meaning of prusbu? I'm like, it would be like pursa de milta, basically. It's the way in which the things work out. So we talk about a decree of some kind or a contract that keeps things working. It's called a prusbul. Omer Yud, Omer Shmuel, Yitomim ein tzrichim prusbul. If we're talking about a debt that a father left owed to Yitomim, then they do not need to write a prusbul to be able to collect it. Why is that? That's because v'chentani Rami Bar Choma Yitomim ein tzrichim prusbul the Reb Gamliel beidino aviyem shel Yitomim. Basically, the Nasi Hador and his beidin takes it upon himself to be the one who will see to the benefit of Yitomim k'tanim, and therefore, for all intents and purposes, Bezdin is the one that's going to see to it that these shtarot are collected. So, if that's the case, it's the equivalent of Moshe shtarot of the beidin. What's the point of writing a prusbul? Because here it really is the Bezdin that's going to collect. They're the ones that's taking responsibility. So whatever pshat one holds of prusbul, certainly if one holds, like Rashi, that prusbul is an effective new mechanism for being Moshe Shtarot of the Beit Din without actually doing so. So for sure you don't need a prusbul. But even if you don't hold that that's the explanation of prusbul, in the event that a Bezdin actually is collecting, so then it really, he was Moshe Shtarot of the Beit Din. Then there's no problem of the lo yigos. Of course, when it says Rami Gamliel Beit Din, it just means because that was at the time. But every door that has a bezdin that takes care of the takanos hatzibur and takes it upon themselves to see to it that the dinim of Yotomim are carried out, so a yotom would not, because yotom means of your katan, obviously, would not require a prusbul.
What does it mean that the bezdin of the time? It's not Hillel's time. It's not Rabbi
Bar Chama's
time. Why was it
Mikvah
and Rabbi
Gamliel? That's who was the Beis Din at the time, of Rabbi Bar Chama.
Isn't he in the Mara?
I don't know which Rabbi Gamliel this is. I mean, what, just a Loshon. Rabbi Gamliel was a Beit Dino Kayam. He's bringing it from the time. He's bringing it as a Braita that was said at the time of Rabbi Gamliel Beit Dino. Yatzanatam ein kutvim pusbal ela al hakarka. If the borrower has karka, so then you can give over the shtarot, because shtarot are collected from karka. That's the whole point, right? So anything that is not a standard kind of collection, where a person doesn't have any karka to collect from, that is not something that is a thing that the rabbanim would have been mitaken. It's not normal way to collect debts. So mamela, if there's no karka, there's no takona of prusbel. If he doesn't, the lender, the borrower, doesn't have karka, so then the lender is mezakeh, betok sadeh koshu. You could be mezakeh him with some small amount of property. It doesn't have to equal the entire loan. It just has to make it a standard loan. So you give it him, betok sadeh koshu, in order to allow for some level of recuperating this loan from karka. And then that would be sufficient to write a prusbel on. And when we say some small amount, I mean, what does that mean? Where does it begin to register as being normal? It could be just enough space to plant one kruv. That's also a piece of usable land. Omrav Yudah, you don't even need to be mezakeh to him, but he should be able to use it as his own. You give him a little piece of land for him to put something small on, so he could put a small burner on it. It's also enough. So go dream of love, principle. Really? Vatani Hillel, the Amora, brought a brighter, the Inkot Vim Prusbel, Ela Alatzitz Nakuv Dovad. Here it says that it has to be an Atzitz Nakuv. What's the implication of such a thing? That you have to actually own the karka. But because if it's just enough that you're putting something there, so why is an atzitz not the equivalent of storing your kirayim there? I mean, what difference does it make what kind of atzitz it is? He's saying nakuv, tafka, nakuv in, she'enu nakuv lo. And you just said, I don't care if it's a transistor radio, if it's a place for a transistor radio, you said, right? So as long as you allow him to keep it there. Well, obviously you're putting this there, right? So you're allowing him to keep it there. So what's an afkamina, whether it's considered to be technically mechuber to the ground? I understand that the guy's kirayim is connected to the ground. It's also not connected to the ground. But obviously, you gave him that place. Okay, you gave him the place. So then that's sufficient. It's talking about over here that it was on a tripod. So the atzitz is not actually on the ground. As far as what about the place of the tripod itself, that's too small to be choshev makom. It just has the place of the contacts of the legs. That's not considered to be even a she'ela of a makom that is properly choshev. So mamela, if you allowed him to have an atzitz nokuv, so then it's as if he's able to use the karka, fine, so then okay. But otherwise it's insufficient to be a chashuv makom. The truth is that there's a big machlokas we've shown you about whether the din of being mezakelo requires also dafka this minimum shear, or whether once, what he's saying is, if you give him a makom that he can put things on, lending him, then you need a shear. But if you actually are mezakel, then maybe he doesn't hold you need a shear b'chol. Because it's the usefulness of it that's important. We want to show what is useful for karka. Karka has to be able to be utilized for something. Others learn over here that the point is that he didn't give him the makam either. It was his tripod. He allowed the guy to put his flower pot on his tripod. So now I'm not even giving him a makam at all. I'm not giving him any karka. I'm not giving him the use of my karka. It happens to be that my tripod is there. No, fine. But I'm only gave him that mokum. So if I'm allowing it to be an atzitz nakuv, so I understand that. Lamais, it's being yonik from my karka.
I don't understand.
Someone
place that I did my prosko, they asked me if I own karka. I'm the lender here. I'm
Yeah, because the lender, part of the principal writes that I, the lender, am being mezaka all of the people, if they don't have their own money, I'm being mezaka them from my own property. So since that's part of the standard nusach of a principal, they asked you whether, in fact, you're your own property. Right? We spoke about that also. We did the principal. That those people who own a dira, then we had one nusach of the principal. Those who didn't, we had the other nusach of the principal to be semech on those, or that everybody has a chelik and Eretz Yisrael, whatever. Okay, that's already it, but we won't get into it over here. But it's a different, nusach. Rabbanan devei Rav Ashi. Now, the Rabbanan in the yeshiva of Rav Ashi, what they would do is they were masre melayu lahadadi. They would call together different chavrusas, would call together different other chavrusas. Have three guys there and say, listen, you three guys, you be my peasant, and you collect all of my debts for me. And then those three guys would say to those three guys, depending if you have two guys, say to them, okay, you collect our debts for us. So here, I mean, the question is, how could they do that? I thought we said before that you needed a bezdin choshev. Not mumke. A bezdin that is choshev, that it's able to be motzi mom, and that everybody's semichon. So how do you explain that? So there's a lot of very interesting approaches to this. One is, some of the Rishonim say that din was said by Shmuel. Remember, Shmuel was the one who said it's got to be like Narda, you know, or like Surah, but less than that you can't have. But remember that Shmuel was also the one who said, look, if it was up to me, I would cancel the principle completely because I hold it's a bizoyan, right? So according to him, in Achinami, he's trying to find ways to make the principle more effective. So he wants to limit it to Dafka, Besdin, Choshev, and so on. So at least it doesn't look like a joke, you know, the way people laugh at Mechiras Chometz and so on. Okay, so he wanted it Choshev. But if you hold like Reb Nachman, and Reb Nachman said that on the contrary, I would make it even if it weren't written as if it were written. Reb Nachman would not have agreed to the din that it has to be in front of a Besdin Choshev. Others learn that from here is Gufa, the riot to the Shita that we saw earlier. Remember we spoke about the Rabbi Tam, that the Rabbi Tam would collect, and he said, my Besdin is also considered to be Besdin Choshev. So that it doesn't mean Choshev on the level of Surah and Narda, and therefore the Rabbanan Devei Rav Ashi happened to be at that time the leading, it's like, you know, the elitist Talmidim. Those were the leading members of that. That was Rav Ashi's Besdin, and these were the Talmidim that hung around that Besdin. So in the middle, they were considered to be indeed a Besdin that was Choshev sometime.
Once you means they did not raise a star.
They did not raise a star. They actually gave over there. Yeah, this I'll talk about in a moment, but we're in the next piece. Rav Yonatan Moser Mili, the Rebchia Barab. Rav Yonatan handed over by word only the collection of his debts to Rav Chiya Bar Abba, and he asked Rav Chiya Bar Abba, do I need any more than this? You don't need anything else. Now here is a big, what is that supposed to mean? You don't need anything else. I mean, if there was no actual Mesirat Shtarot, and there was no writing of a Prisma, so how in the world do you not need anything else? Well, what is the basis of this? The Rambam has an amazing halacha that he bases on this. And he says that this is another example of places where if someone is a poki bedavar, that we don't make him go through the standard procedures that we make other people. This is the Rambam Lashitasa. The Rambam Lashitasa holds that even though the way that the principle works, as we saw yesterday, according to Rava, was with the din of Hefker, Besdin, Hefker. But the Rambam learns that that is only because of the opening of the Gemara, which, if you recall, Tosis pointed out, Rava didn't want to say up front Hefker, Besdin, Hefker. Because there was first the question, how would we use Hefker, Besdin, Hefker to do something that basically was canceling a din in the Torah, and that would be inappropriate.
So only after we went through the whole rigmarole as to whether Shemitah Bizman says Drabbanan, then we were willing to say Afkabel's in Afka. Now all the other Rishonim, except that Tosfos in the Rambam, learned that Rava is offering an alternative to the original pshat. And it's not saying, Rashi says, okay, so I'm giving a new pshat, it doesn't matter if it's the Raita. We could still say Afka Bez and Afka. But the Rambam speaks out over here, and everybody yells at the Rambam. Understand, if you yourself use this Rav Efker Bez and Efker in terms of the principle, so how do you say these words? That since these guys are Tamir Chachamim, and they know that Shvius Bismana says only to Rabbanan, so they know that the Rabbanan made a takana that you're able to collect if you say to Bezdin. So we didn't make the whole fancy deal that you have to write it down. For Amei Aretz who don't know that and they won't understand, so how is this effectuated? They don't know that. They're going to think that you're stam using Efker Bezdin Efker. So therefore we make it as if it's a contractual thing at the takana, but it isn't really. So it's basically a format that we use. So we find in other places that where somebody's a Baki B'davar, we're not much Riyakalav. We had a lot of differences in the Dorim between some, if it's a Talmud Chacham, or if it's an Amoritz, and how we, okay, so this is one of those things, says the Rambam. So everybody else to the Rambam, so you contradict yourself. Before you said it was because Efker Bezdin Efker, which is doable even in case of a D'oraita. Now you're saying it's only because... Yeah. Now you're saying it's only because it's the Rabbanan? Make up your mind. But as we already saw, that was Gufa, the understanding that we had yesterday from Tosfos. It's not necessarily that you hold you wouldn't have said Efker Bezdin Efker in the event of a D'oraisa. That isn't the point. But that we wouldn't have been Eicher a Mitzvah in that way. Okay, in any event, fascinating issues that are, because of the fact that it's not something that happens every day. There's only 1/7 the amount of time to have dealt with this sugya and other sugyas. So you see how recently so many in Yonim were mavura, you know. Principle is not one of them. So all of the different shitas still remain up in the air about how to deal with things. Right? You know, we take for granted many of the, even though many sugyas were really relatively recently accepted how to deal with it. They deal with it this week, deal with it that way, at least in each particular tzibur. You know, this is the way we deal with it. We don't remember how recently it was, and especially before the time of the Ramon, the Shulchan Aruch. I mean, well, everything is up in the air. You do it this way, you have to ask your Rav, and do it this way, and other people yell at you. Things were up in the air. Many things, certainly. Bizman HaZeh, anything that has to do with understanding what is meant by anything is totally up in the air. Right? Every crazy group has their weird philosophies. It's like different religions, Mamish. So that process of Birur, I mean, the things that the Rishonim or even Gaonim, I mean, said would nowadays be considered to be complete and total heresy, and really are. Because after the halach was mavur into what exactly our belief system is, you know, you people would say things that enochinami would be nechshav completely off the wall. You know, my father Tzatzal always used to say it's terrible avla to reprint the Sefer HaYikra. It's so full of apikursus and nonsense. Why would you reprint it? Because Bizman HaZeh, many of these things are mavur slowly in different ways.
That's part of the process,
yeah. Absolutely. Okay, so it's just fascinating that over here, since there was less time in those sugyas, in those mesechtas, you know, the Yerushalmi, for instance. You see, when there was less time, we saw in the Nedarim that the Bavli ends up reading like the Yerushalmi because they didn't do such a good job on the Nedarim, you know, the Nedarim and Nazir. It's amazing that it's a recent thing and we take for granted, you know, this level of clarity in this. Yeah. Fine. Anyway, another fascinating halacha is, what about if I forgot, there was some other really hilarious thing I wanted to mention. If you don't hold with the Rambam, right, so how do you understand this mice of Rabbi Yonatan and Rabbi Barab? So where's the prosbul? How does that work, right? So others learn the most amazing thing, because I think the Rosh even says, that Reb Nachman, who said earlier that I Aesher Cheled, a Kaimena. If I had the Kayak, I would have been Mekayim the principal. So the Gemara says, what do you mean, Mekayim the principal? You don't need you to be Mekayim the principal. So the Rav Nachman says, no, I mean I would be Gozer that a principal should be automatic. Right?
Without a formal...
Without needing to write it. It's an innate tonight business. It'll be like a Ksuva. Marriage is automatically covered by a Ksuva, right? So he learns, not like Rashi, that Ei Asher Chayle means if I had the Kayak to be on the Madrega to be able to make the Takona, but that he actually did that. He made that Takona. And that Ei Asher Chayle means I would have insisted that everybody be Makabo my Takona. But for those who were following the Besdin of Rav Nachman, he made such a Takona. So if that's the case, then it could be the Talmidei de Rav Ashi and the Mice over here of Rabbi Yonatan was based on the Takona of Rav Nachman, that a principle was an automatic thing. You just speak it out.
Didn't everyone follow Rav Nachman, basically?
Not when he comes to with chutzpah, you know.
Really?
Yeah, of course. Not everybody. At the end of Gemara says, Hilchatak Rav Nachman. Turn her up on it. How about if he doesn't own any karka? You know, the Lova doesn't have karka, but he has a guarantor, and the guarantor has karka. So that's fine, because then the shtar is covered by the karka of the guarantor, and it's considered to be a normal loan. And they're kotvim alav principal. How about if both the Lova and the Orev doesn't have karka, but a third party owes money to the Lova, and that third party does have karka? Either to him or to the guarantor. So then Kotvim Alav principle. Why? Because of the famous principle of Rabbi Natan. Rabbi Natan says, I can show you from the Torah, that if A owes money to B and B owes money to C, then we can take the money owed C directly from A to C, and you do not have to go through B.
Cut out the middleman.
Exactly. And in cutting out the middleman, it means that basically you have karka. And how do we see this in the Torah? Because when it comes to kfira bepikadon, so it says, v'natan, after he's made it, that he lied, v'natan l'asher ashamlo. What do you mean l'asher ashamlo? It should just say, l'asher chayavlo, l'asher achovlo, l'asher noshelo. What's this ashamlo? So what it means is to whomever ultimately the money has to be received. Okay, so that means you give it directly. Now, we also have a Mishnah. Here it explains in Shemitah, in Shvias, Shemitah is Mishamet any type of milva. Ben Bishtar, Ben Shalom Bishtar. Now, the question is, what does that mean exactly? So Rav and Shmuel, on the one hand, say, Damrit Avayu, when it says of your Bein Bishtar, that means a shtar sheyesh bo achrayut nechasim. Doesn't mean anything that's written. Shalo Bishtar means that it will be meshamet, a debt that does not have an achrayut nechasim, and kol shekein, if it's only a milva al peh, shvius will definitely be meshamet. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish on the other side say, no, that's not true. If it were a shtar that has achrayut nechasim, then shviyas will not be meshamet. And when it says over the here, bein bishtar, it means bishtar she'en bo achrayut nechasim. And bein shalo bishtar means literally shalo bishtar. That is to say that it's a milval peh. It's only an oral loan. But if it would be a shtar she'esh bo achrayut nechasim, then shviyas would not be meshamet because we consider a shtar that has in it achrayut nechasim to be in the chazaka of the individual who has the lien on them. And therefore, there's no gviya of the chov on the lo yigos level. Tanak avatid Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, we seem to have a raya that in a chinami, a shtar with achrayut nechasim is not considered to be in the hands of Shemitah. Because here it says in the Braita, shtar chov mishamet, but im yesh ba achrayut nechasim, eno mishamet. And another Braita, Tanya Idach, siyem lo sodeh achat b'halvato, suppose you point out the borders of a particular field in the loan itself, then it's not mishamet. As a matter of fact, even if you didn't write the GPS locations of the borders of the field, you just said, in your shtar, you wrote Kol Nechasai Achra'in Va'arva'in Lecha, Shviyat is not B'shamet. So you don't even need that it should be a particular field. Now, once happened that Rav Asi's cousin, who had, he had a shtar chov, it's a kreved Rav Asi Avalehu Shtora, and it was owed to him, and it said beferish that it had Achra'yut Nechasim in it. So he came to ask Rav Asi, am I going to have a problem with this or not? Is this going to be Mishamet or not Mishamet? Amalei Mishamet or not Mishamet? Amalei, don't worry about it. Since it has Achrayut Nechasim, we pass him like Rabbi Yochanan, and it won't be Mishamet. Well, you know, listen, my cousin was, you know, I better ask Rabbi Yochanan directly, right? So he goes and asks Rabbi Yochanan, and astonishingly, Rabbi Yochanan paskin to him against Rabbi Yochanan. He goes to Rabbi Yochanan, Amalei Mishamet. Is it Mishamet or not? And he says, yes, it is Mishamet. So he goes back to his cousin. He says, I don't know what you're telling me, but I asked Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, it's Mishamet. So Rav Asi went to ask Rabbi Yochanan, is this Mishamet or not? He says, Mishamet. What? He says, but Rebbe, you were the one who said it's not Mishamet. Amalei, no. So just because I have a good imagination, I should pass an halacha. I think that that's the din. I'm not going to tell anybody, you know, to rely on it. But we brought rayas to you from two prices. You know, you looked very happy when we brought the rayas. So how come that's not good? Yeah, but I didn't really believe it. Because I'll tell you, how do you know that those braytot weren't going alibet Beit Shammai? And remember, Beit Shammai Shita all over is that Ashtar ha'omed likvot ki gavui dami. If you have a lien in a shtar, then it has a din as if it's already yours. And therefore, obviously, Shvita is not going to be Mishamet. But what if you don't hold a Beit Shammai? And I still have to be gove a lien. So then what's an afkamina? Maybe Rav and Shmuel are right. So I'm not ready, based on those rayas, I'm not ready to paskin a local ma'isa that you don't need a prus. Tzanahat. Here's a surprising halacha. I lend money against a mashkan of some kind. So the guy gives me his watch, In either case, shviyat is not mishamet. Now I understand that a moser shtarotov lebeidin. Obviously, that's the whole discussion we had. That's tafsilu beidina. Over there, it's in the Bezdin, and that's considered not to be a personal lo yigos, but I do not understand. Where is Ma'avala Mashka? What's Nafkamina if there's a Mashka? My time of why in the world would Shvius not be Mishamit? Oh, Ma'arava Mishum the toughest way. It's because I already have it. I'd have to go to court to collect it. If he wants to get it from me, let him go take it away from me. But I have at least that part. And here, in Achinami, would only be connected to the amount that I have the mashkin for. That Shvius would not be mishtame. As a matter of fact, Tosfos says that there's even a drosha in this sifri, et achicha biyadecha lachicha, but not shalachicha biyadecha. So if it's Shvius is not mishtame, what is biyadecha from achicha? So here I already have that mashkin. It's not going to be mishamet. Omalei Abaye. I just hold on a second over here. If that's the issue, that he's going to have to get me out, so then, according to that, let's say I lend you money, and in return, the mashkin is that I move into your house. So I'm dar in your chutzah until you return the money to me, right? So now over there is also tafisle. And we know that the halacha over there, we've had many discussions, that the halacha is that it's mishamet. Why? If the issue is tafisle, so would you be telling me, hakanami delo mishamet, because I'm living in the house, so now he has to come and get me out, so it's not considered to be yigos? Amalei, no, that's not the point. The point is that a mashkan is metaltalin. So if I gave him my watch, he obviously has kinyanim in the watch, which you don't have in real estate. And I'll prove that to you. Because as we know, the famous drasha we've had from Reb Yitzchak many times, Amalei shiny mashkan, we know that a person who owns the chov has a kinyan in the mashkan. From where? From Rabbi Yitzchak. The Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Minayin Lebaal Chov, Shekoneh Mashka. Remember that we have various, very big mitzvahs in the Torah about how to deal with a mashkan. And one of those mitzvahs is that you have to give that mashkan back to the person that you took it from while he needs it. So let's say you take his pajamas as a mashkan. For the nighttime, you have to give him his pajamas back to use, and then he can bring them back to you in the morning. But and the Torah says, Ulachot yet tzedakah. It will be considered for you a tzedakah if Hashem tashiv lo et ha'avot kivo ha'shemesh. If you give him his pajamas back in the morning, in the evening, then it'll be tzedakah. What do you mean tzedakah? Tzedakah is only done with money. You can say, L'cho yecheset. Milut chasadim is bein begufo bein b'mamona. But tzedakah is called tzedakah where you are giving your money to somebody. Over here, I'm just giving him back his own pajamas to use. So if the Torah is calling it tzedakah, it must mean that they're my pajamas. Right?
Providing food or clothes for a person is not considered tzedakah?
That's money.
That is money.
Yeah, value. But if I don't own it, I'm just giving it to him, and meanwhile I'm just holding it, you would call it chesed, not tzedakah. So you see that the Torah is saying, mikam the balkov shekoneh mashkan. If he's not kinyanim, there's no tzedakah. So because of that, we said if he has a watch, shvius is in kinyan. Why does it follow from that, that if you're living in his chotzer, that shvius is in mashkan? It does not follow. Because over there the Torah didn't say that you've got kinyanim on something that's not metaltim. It's not metaltim. Hamachzir chov l'kaviro b'shvius. Somebody comes and as a good, from boy, brings you back the money that he owes you after Shemitah's Meshameh, you have to tell the guy, Meshameh Tani, listen, you know, it's Shemitah, Chas V'Shalom. But, of course, if the guy says, Afal Pikein, I want to give it back to you, so then you should accept it. Shenemar, yeah. V'zed Dvar HaShemitah. Shemitah is to be stated. Say, but it's Shemitah. You don't owe me this money. Fine. I sent it. Okay, now you want to still pay it back? Okay, fine, pay it back. I'm not doing anything wrong in taking the money from you. Oh, my Rabbah, says Rabbah, yes, you can also string him up by whatever you wish until he says that.
That is Shita?
No, half al pika. But I really want to give it back to you.
So if he comes and he says, here's your money, and the guy says it's Shemitah,
it's Shemitah.
He can easily say, okay. And
right.
Go on.
Yes, but if he goes out,
then you string him up.
If you're able to, you could string him up. But what's wrong? Oh, nothing. I hope you're enjoying it up there.
Are these meant to look for collecting rent?
Oh, boy.
The Shvat envelope is still hungry.
No, it's not. We took out money to pay for these new lights. Look up at the beautiful, bright lights.
See our rent money at work.
Yes.
What are these?
Yeah, they're beautiful LEDs.
Yeah.
Mm. 14 watt, 100. You didn't notice?
I
didn't.
Yeah,
no?
Big,
huh?
Big difference.
Big difference, yeah. Okay. Anyways, you could string the guy up, right? We're going to get to that. Eight vei. So Abaya asks, it says, Kishu notein lo, if the guy insists on paying him back, he should say, I'm not paying this back as my loan. I'm paying this back as I like you, you know? So Ayomar lo bechovi ani notein lecha. He should say, this is my money, but I want very much to give you a gift. You're such a fine guy. So how can Rabba say, that you could string the guy up? Some have the Dursa Rabba. What do you mean? You string him up until he says, I love you so much. You know, what's the problem? I didn't say how long to string him up. yes, totally lay nami. I don't want to walk and keep him up there until he gives you the whole lotion. So once happened that Abba Bar Marta, who, as you know, is Abba Bar Minyumi, he owed Rabba money, you know. So Avimasik be Rabba Zuse. So he brings the money to him after Shemitah, and of course Rabba says, Meshameh Tani, waiting for this bocher to say to him, yes, but still I want to give it to you. Oh, and he says, oh, okay, bye. He takes the money. And Shakli Neviyazo. So Abaya, meanwhile, came in to visit Rabba, and he finds Rabba very sad. Omale, Amaya, Tzivma, Oh, my lady, I can't believe it. This guy walked off with $1 million of mine. He was supposed to give it to me. So Abaya goes to Abba Bar Minyomi, and he says to him, hey, I was wondering, did you ever get that money back to Rebbe? Amale, sure. And what did he say to you, Amale? My Amalecha? Oh, he said, Mishameitani. Oh, well, of course. And I assume that you said to him the standard response, which is, Afal Piken. Oh, actually, no. Amale, no, I didn't say that. Amale, so Abaya said to him, well, I mean, I know that Yamartale, had you said Afal Piken, he would have been glad to take it from him. I got to tell you. So maybe you should go back to him and you should tell him, you know, I've been thinking about it, and I think I'd like to give it to you as a gift. That is my hope. Okay. So he went back and he finds Rab and he tells him, I'm Tanyale. And he says, Afal Piken. So Rab said, phew. And Shaklino Mina, and he took it from him. Omar, he says, boy, what an idiot this guy was. Lo, Avi Bidait, Abait, Subim, Rabban, Amikor, we had to go through all of this until he figured out he's supposed to give it to me. Omar, Rav Yudah, this is strange. Omar, Rav Yudah, Omar, Rav Nachman, because Rav Yudah never quotes Rav Nachman. It's usually Omar, Rav Yudah, Omar, Rav, and in fact, some change the gears to either just to say Stam, Omar, Rav Nachman, or Omar, Rav Yudah, Omar, Rav. Neman Adam Lomar Pruzbal Hayabiyadi, a person who taina is when he's coming to collect a loan in Bezdin, he can taina, I had a Pruzbal and I lost it. Why? Because given the Tekinah Rabbanon Pruzbal, since everybody knows about the Takana of Pruzbal, why would a person be Shavik Hetera to be Ochel Yisur? You have an easy way out, there's nothing to it. I mean, it's a 3-minute procedure. You're telling me that this guy went to collect his loans and get such an Isser D'Oraisa and everything, he didn't bother writing a Pruzbal. Therefore, it's an undana that the guy had a Pruzbal and he must have lost the Pruzbal. So if he says that, then we believe it. And not only that, when people would come in front of Rav to collect a loan and they didn't have a Pruzbal, Rav would say to them, tell me, did you have a Pruzbal the guy lost? So, and Kagon Zep Tach Picholelemu, to say something like that, we assume the only reason the guy didn't say it is because he was convinced that we wouldn't believe him. We would say, if you had, show us, right? So because then he wouldn't make a fool of himself. So Rav held that your business b'chuyev to give him that opening.
Without concern that he'll say, yeah.
Right, exactly. Because the umdan is that he did. Yeah, tonight. V'chein bal chov shemotzi shtar chov ve'en imo pruzbal are elu lo yiparu. Here it says that if a person presents a shtar in Bezdin that does not have an attached principle, it cannot be collected. So how do you say that it's okay? You said you can psach p'tichah le'ila. It's actually a machlokas tanai. The Tanya. A motzi shtar chov tzarich she'emo principle. So the Tanakama held that indeed attached to every loan, there needs to be a copy of the principle. And that's the way that Rav was paskening. A word from our resident.
Thank you,
Mr.
It was Dr. Erika Mishnah.
Another continuation of our idea of Tikkun HaOlam is Golesha to something that seems to be very out of the range, but remember that the dinim of Eved and Isha and Get Shechur and Get Nashim actually have been related from the beginning in other ways. So our Mishnah continues about another Tikkun Olam issue, which will be Mevurar in the Gemara, that an Eved Shenishba Upda'uhu, if Goyim capture an Eved and a Jew comes and is poda that Eved. So remember that there would be a desire to be poda an eved because an eved is ben Yisroel, basically. He's chayav in mitzvahs ki'isha. And if the intent of the pidyon, of the buying back, this will see some outlooks in the Gemara, is to actually let him lead the life of a Jew as a ben chorin, so then people would certainly want to be poda a Jewish soul who could be doing mitzvahs and instead is stuck in the church. They would want to be part of him. So the question is like this. Im l'shum eved, if the intent of the redemption was that he should continue to be an eved, now it's not making it clear an eved to whom. That is not clear, and that we're going to see as much work as in the Gemara. So if the intent was to buy him back as an Eved, then indeed Yishta'abed, he shall continue his Avdut. But to whom? We don't know. Im L'shum Ben Chorin, and if the intent was that he should be bought back as a Ben Chorin, then lo Yishta'abed. Whereas Reb Shimon Ben Gamliel Omer Ben Kach Uben Kach Yishta'abed. Now obviously this is totally opaque. We have no idea what the situation is. Was it a situation where after the kidnapping, this guy went to the police and is trying to recapture the Eved? Or had he been Mityaesh, in which case he was essentially Mafker the Eved, which would mean that the Eved would be Yotze L'Cherus, because the Balin was Masalik, his Bailus from it. And what kind of reason would that be to let it be a Shibud to whom? If somebody buys him back, to the person who bought him back? Do you actually have an ability to buy an Eved from these people who stole it from the Jew or a Goyim? I mean, what gives you the legal right to be Meshavid in him? Did they have a legal right to the Eved? All of these questions are up in the air. Was the intent to buy it back for the first guy, or was the intent to buy it back for yourself? I mean, every last issue of the Mishnah is confusing. What is it talking about?
Isn't there also halacha that an Eved has to be free to be?
It's if he runs away. That's the chutzpah. It's not what we're talking about.
He himself runs away.
Yeah.
He was his captain.
Yeah. So, but my asking, first of all, what are we talking about over here? I mean, does the original owner still retain ownership? Is it Lifneiyush? So he's still trying to recover the Eved, and he's in touch with the police, and he's got people around looking around for him, and so on. So then I don't get it. So because another party comes along with a soft heart and is against slavery, and he goes ahead and he pays the money to the kidnappers, all of which is illegal, you know, and he's going to buy him back as a free man, and, you know, the violins are all playing in the background. Yeah. You know, who cares? What do you mean? Am I lawyer stopping? What kind of business is that? It's owned by somebody else who was never mityaish. And he has his belief to give it back to him. Of course. So am I lawyer stopping? Unless we're talking about over here, Liachar Yush, right? But if it's Liachar Yush, then the moment that the original owner was miyaish on the Eved, then that Eved becomes free. So because I paid money to get him away from Shavoyim, so I could keep a free man? You crazy? L'shom Eved, amai yishtabed. Amar Abaye, first of all, we're talking about over here, bifnei yish. And what we're talking about is not yishtabed to Mr. Redeemer. We're talking about yishtabed l'rabo harishon. Now that's obvious. Of course, it'd be l'rabo harishon because he owns it. But if he was bought l'shom ben chorin, lo yishtabed at all. And why is that? Obviously, the Rabbi Shililo, because, I mean, he never bought him. He just paid the money to get him free. Of course, he's not going to be Meshur, but the Rabbi Shini. So it's because the Shum Ben Chorin parked. But why in the world, if I redeem him, would he not go back to be the Eved of the person who legally owns him? Why not? The Rabbi Rishon, this is one of those takanat olam issues. The reason is Dilma Mimnei Gelo Parkin. It's because the Tanakhama holds that since if people know that their cherished dream of buying freedom for this poor soul will not actually work, and all they will achieve is to buy him back, so okay, he can do his mitzvahs like an Eved would do mitzvahs, but he's still going to be a slave, I ain't paying money for that. And therefore, people will not be perik avadi, and that means that he will be unable to be mekayim his mitzvahs and have a ben yisrael, essentially, in the reshus of the church, and that we don't want. So mipnei tikkun olam, we made a takana that the guy, in fact, will be free because the intent was to free him.
What's the
mechanism for that? Again. Why? Because Kassava, look, people, you don't have so many of these lonely heart people. It's Kassava, Kishem Shemitzvah, Livdot et Bnei Chorin, Kach Mitzvah, Livdot et Avadim. If somebody wants to do the mitzvah of Pidyon Shvuyim, and he wants to make it possible for a person's Bechuyim and mitzvahs to be Bekayim those mitzvahs, it makes no difference. It's the same mitzvah, but to be part of a woman who's only high mitzvahs can usher, that's not worth being paid at. So never, you're being paid for mitzvahs. What do you think people are being paid because they belong to the what is it called? The NAACP.
The National.
Yes, I always get mixed up. The SPA, NAACP, the SPCA, the NAACP.
That's really. That's what we get confused about those two. That's right.
Just the acronym. Just the acronym. Ravam. Yes. Rav Amar, Rav says, no, I take the opposite approach. I say, the Mishnah is talking about actually la'achar yirsh. And when it says yishtabed, it means yishtabed l'rabo ha'sheni, not l'rabo ha'rishon, a completely opposite vision. And actually what we're saying is that he should be mishtabed l'rabo ha'sheni if the person bought him for that purposes. Now, of course, that leads to the question of, so how could he legally obtain rights to him if he's taking it from people who don't have legal rights to him? That the Gemara will deal with tomorrow. And if he bought him l'shum ben chorin, then lo yishtabed lo l'rabo rishon v'lo l'rabo hasheni. Why l'rabo hasheni? Obviously because he was parakim l'shem ben chorin. But l'rabo rishon nami lo do lo akra yishavi. The way I understand Reb Shimon Gamliel is that Reb Shimon Gamliel is saying, no matter what the case is, he has to be mishtabed for the opposite tikkun olam. The opposite tikkun olam is because if we allow people to utilize bleeding hearts, we will end up destroying slavery, which would be a disaster. Because then you'd have every slave figures he could always find some bleeding heart liberal. All he has to do is locate a band of kidnappers who are running around capturing avodim. Hello, I'm an eved. Really? Come here. And that's it. Now we put them on board and they know all the bleeding hearts and they get in touch. We've got an eved. How much would you like to pay? So that will be the end of avda. So any eved who wants to go free, all he has to do is wait until one of these marauding bands passes by and then he'll go free, right? And that's the reason he has to be mishtabed kirechizkiah. The Omar Chizkiah miplei ma'amru benkach benkach yishtabed for a tikkun olam. Shelo yeh kol echad ve'echad olech u'mapil atzmo l'gai asot, mafkei atzmo miyad rabo. Because any eved who wants to go free, all he has to do is join the Underground Railway. A disaster. And because of that, we'd have to make a takona that anybody who goes ahead and is part of this guy, doesn't matter. He'll go and be mishtabed anyway. Daf Lamed Zayin, my principle. Amar Chista Pros, Buli Ubuti. Buli, Elo Hashem, Dativa Shavartit, Gon Uschem, Vatoni Red Yosef, Elo Bulaot, Shem Yehuda, and Buti, Elo Ani, Dativa Avet, Avitenu. Omer Le Rava Le Lauza, my principle. Omer Le Pursa de Milta. Omer Rev Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Yetomim, Ein Tzrich, In Pursbol. Vachain Tani Rebbe Barchama, Yetomim, Ein Tzrich, In Pursbol, The Rebbe Gamliel, Beit Dino, are called Aviyem Shal Yetomim. Tzanat, amin kotvin pruzbol ala la karka, im ein lo mizakeo, betoch sodeo koshu, bekama koshu, om rabhiya barashim rab, afilo kelach shal kruf. Om rab yoda, afilo yish ilo makom, vatanur, le kirayim gamkin, kotvin alav pruzbol. Eni, vatani hila, lein kotvin pruzbol, ela ala tzitz nakuv bilvat, yisi dafka nakuv, shenu nakuv lo, why not? What about the makom of the, where it's sitting? Lo tzvich, the monach asichi. Rav Ashi makdin like Gidma the Dikla v'katav lav pruzba. I actually skipped that piece. So he would be makdin the stump of a palm tree and use that for his pruzba. Be mizakef to the lander. Rabbanu Devi Rav Ashi masrimi layala dodi. Rabbi Yonatan masar mili the Rav Chiya Bar Abba. Omar lei tzirich lemili akrini. I'm like, no, that's enough. Let's do that. Don Rabbanu. In lo karka, lo arev yesh lo karka, it's enough. Kotvim lo pruzbo. How about if lo arev enam karka, but there's a third party who's chayev lo, yesh lo karka, also kotvim lo pruzbo, Rabbi Natan. Titania Rabbi Natan omer, minayin lo noshe bechavero mona, bechavero bechavero, minayin shemutzim lize, venatim lize, tamud omam, venatan lasher asham lo. Tzanat amashvid, mishametet etamil, ve'ben bishtar, ben shalom bishtar. So on the one hand, Rav Shmuel Darmeteva B'shtar means B'shtar Sheyesh B'achrayut Nechassim. Shelo B'shtar means there is a shtar, but ain't B'achrayut Nechassim. Koshkin, the Milvah Peh, totally. But Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish on the other side, Amitavayu, no, actually, a shtar means a shtar she'ein b'achrayus nechasim. And shelo b'shtar is meant to be taken literally. It means a milval pet. Aval shtar she'yesh b'achrayus nechasim, shvi'it is not mishamet. Tanik avati Rabbi Yochanan mishlokish, shtar chov mishamet, but im yesh b'achrayus nechasim, eino mishamet. Tanya idach, siyem lo sabachat palvato, eino mashamet. Not only that, el afilu katav in general, kol nechasei achronim varvayim lecha, without specifying, it's enough that Shemis is not mashamet. So once happened that Krivin Ravasi, havi lehu shtorat havi ktibe achrayot nechasei, mata lekam Ravasi, and he asked them, would Shemis be mashamet as long, or eino mashamet? I'm like, no, eino mashamet. Shav kevi, ato lekam der Rabbi Yochanan, I'm like, no, it is mashamet. So he went back and told Ravasi, is this Meshamet or any Meshamet? I'm like, it is. What? Mamaro de Amre, any Meshamet? I'm like, no. V'chim yipnei shonim edamim na'ase ma'aseh. I'm like, we brought riots from the Brayta. Tanya kevati demar. I'm like, dilma'u kebet shamay. De Amre shtar omid likvot kegavui dami. Tanatam. Amalvet chavero ma'ot ala mashkon or amotzer shtortov lebeitin en shviyas Meshamet. So bishlam amotzer shtortov lebeitin. Fine. I understand that over there, Tavshilu Beitine. But Malve ala Mashkon, where do you get that from? My timer. Or my Rava, because he's already Tefisle. Or my Abayel Miata, what if he's Alveo, Vidarba Katsero, he's also Tefisle. You're going to try to tell me that over there, Tzam Shamet. Or my no, I mean Tefisle as Kinyanim. Because Shiny Moshkin, Mashkin, the Konile, the Rabbi Yitzchak, don't know, he's a Minayim Baal Chov, Shikone Mashkon. Shinemo Lechot, Yet Tzedaka. Imeno Kone, where's the Tzedaka? It's his Chesed. Mikan the Balkom Shikone Mashkon, Tananata. A Machazir Chov, the Kavero Bishvihit, Tzorech, Shiomalo Mishametani, Imamalo, Afa Pikain, Yikabeli Menu, Shnamar Vezet Vara, Ashmita. Oh, my Rabba, but you still could be Tolile, Adomarachi, Etve Abayakish Notainlo, Yomalo Bechovi, and Inotainlecha, Elo Yomalo Shalihain, Ubematanan Inotainlecha. Sure, what's the problem, says Rabbi? Hang him until he says that too, yeah. Tell him, I'm not on Rahaki. Sure, any nusach you want. Abba bar Marta, do Abba bar Menumi, Avi Masik be Rabbi Zuzi. So I didn't know, Labishvit. So Rabbi, of course, said to him, Mishametani. Okay, he said, wow, great, bye bye. Shaklin of Yazo. Ota Bashkeche to Rabbi, Avi Otsiv, Amalay, my Otsiv Ma. Amalei, you won't believe what just happened. Okay, Avi Maisa. So Abaya was also Lagabe. And Amalei, oh, tell me, Amtite Zizi Lama? Amalei, of course. Amalei, Umay, Amalecha? Well, he said, Mishametani. Oh, so I assume Amartale Afa Pike? Amalei, no, why would I? Amalei, but Amritle Afa Pike, I guarantee you that Afi Shakil Naminach. So hash to me, why don't you try? You know, Amtinane Alev Amalei Achim. Afa Pike. What an idiot you are, you know. Have you been tied to bite some rab on a mikor? Omar of Yehuda, Omar Rav, or Omar or a plain Omar of Nachman, Neman Adam Lomar Prusbal Hayabi Yadi Vavad Bimani, my time up. Because Kivit Akina Rabban Prusbal or Shavek Vakli Surah. And in fact, Yatal Kamin Rav, he would actually say, if the guy didn't say it himself, he would say, tell me something, sir. Midi Prusbal Hayalacha Vavad. And that kind of leading question is called Ptach Picholilim. That's not giving him information. Ay, what about Tznan? V'chein ba'alchov shemotish tarchov v'eni mo prusbal areyelu lo yiparu? According to Rav, the Bezdin should say, maybe had a prusbal. Tanoyi. D'tani ha'motish tarchov tzorek she'eim mo prusbal. But the chachomim omrim eino tzorich. And that's how Rav was paskin. Eved shenishbao p'ta'u. Im l'shum eved yishtabet. Im l'shum ben chorin lo yishtabet. Rav Shimon Gamliel omer. Ben kach v'ben kach yishtabed b'maya skinan. I leim lifnei yiyush. So I understand. Shum ben chorin. Amai lo yishtabed. It belongs to the first guy, no? Elo liachar yiyush. So then he's free. So l'shum eved amai ken yishtabed. Well, Rabbi, the truth is he's talking about lifnei yiyush. L'shum eved yishtabed. That's because he's still owned by Rabbi Arishon. L'shum ben chorin lo yishtabed at all. Lo l'Rabbi Arishon v'lo l'Rabbi Shini. The Rabbo Sheni Lo, I mean, he's beferish bringing Podel Shem Ben Chorin Parke. But even the Rabbo Rishon, we made a takona. that if we wouldn't allow the guy to go free, the Bleeding Hearts won't pay any money. So Dilma Mimine Velo Parkit. And Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, who says, he holds that Kishem Shemitzvah Livdotet B'nei Chorin Kach Mitzvah Livdotet Avadim. Rova says, I say exact opposite. I say, the Mishnah's talk about Le'olam Le'achrag Yirsh. The reason that L'shum Eved Yishtabed, it means Yishtabed L'Rabo Sheni. L'shum Ben Chorin Lo Yishtabed Lo L'Rabo Rishon V'lo L'Rabo Sheni. Obviously, L'Rabo Sheni Lo, because he puts Parke L'shum Ben Chorin. L'Rabo Rishon Nami Lo, because it's not his anymore. It's Le'achrag Yirsh. Nonetheless, Shimon Gamliel came along and said, Ben Kach Yishtabed, because of Chizkiah. And thereby be mafki atzmo miyad rabo.